Let's go to my friend Vern Foster down there in Southwest District 4. Mark Morris and Tumwater on the boys' side. Mark Morris and Black Hills on the girls' side. So nothing new, nothing new, Vern. Your Mark Morris boys and girls make the district championship game.
Yeah, it's listed, as you talk about the WIAA, it's listed on the WIAA website as the District 4 Boys and Girls Championships, but as I call it, it's the Mark Morris Invitational.
That's right. You're exactly right. It usually is every single year, but on the boys' side, I had to peek. It didn't go well last night, or tonight, did it?
No, you want to talk boys first?
Yeah, boys first.
Okay, I'll get my other score sheet then, because I wasn't sure which one you wanted to talk about first.
The one I just had up, so.
That's okay. I already had to listen about Cass Rock losing. You know how to kill a guy, don't you? Cass Rock grads, we can't take that.
Oh, so. Man, sorry about that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mark Morris and Tumwater, this was a rematch from last year. Tumwater won that ball game last year 57-54, and Tumwater has a really athletic team. They can bring out a 6'10 senior. They can bring out a couple 6'5 guards. 6'10 senior Weston Vandenhazel is going to be a pretty good player, as is Kate Otten. You might know the name Kate mm-hmm. Otten, Sid Otten's grandson, being heavily recruited by the Huskies for football. So they got some athletes there. And Mark Morris and Tumwater met for the second consecutive year. Mark Morris had an 11-10 lead at the end of the first quarter of play, but then it kind of fell apart for them as they were up 11-10. Tumwater scored 7 points to take a 17-10 lead, and then Mark Morris scored 7 in a row to tie it at 17, and then the T-Birds scored the next 12 points to take a 29-17 lead, and that proved to be enough as eventually they expanded the lead to 18 points, and they defend their district title championship tonight with a 54-43 win over the Mark Morris Monarchs. Tumwater now 16-6 on the year, was led by Vandenhazel, the 6'10 senior with 19 points tonight. He was 7-for-14 from the free throw line along with his 6 field goals. Spencer Dowers had 10 points in the ballgame. PJ Gaithers, a sophomore, came off the bench and added 12 for the T-Birds, including a couple of three-pointers, as the T-Birds really played great defense. They kept Mark Morris really under control tonight as they outscored the Monarchs 19-6 in the second quarter and only allowed them another 8 points in the third quarter. Mark Morris got going a little bit late in the ballgame, but they never really were in the contest tonight. Will Burkhart scored 19 points tonight for Mark Morris. He was the only player in double figures. Their second leading scorer was Garrett Berger with 7. His twin brother Tyler scored 7 as well. But Mark Morris never could get in a rhythm tonight. The T-Birds really were good. Mark Morris from beyond the arc was 3-for-30.
Oh, my goodness.
So they just could not get the ball in the ocean tonight. If there is an Achilles heel for the T-Birds, it might be their free throw shooting. They were just 11-for-23 tonight for 48%. But there are more than enough to beat Mark Morris here this evening. So they defend their district title, and they will move on to the regionals as Southwest Washington's number one team.
So the good news for Mark Morris is that they're not out. They're just the second seed. So does that mean they do not have a protected seed going into regionals?
That is true.
Okay.
You remember last year the same thing happened, and they had to go up to Mount Vernon and play Linden. And at the time,
right,
Mark Morris was ranked first in the state, and Linden was ranked second.
That's right.
Well, Mark Morris had to travel up there, and they came up with a win, which was it was a great game, but it's just too bad. That game could have easily been a semifinal or final game last year, and one really good team didn't even make it to the final eight. So I don't know what will happen. You've seen the website as much as I have. We have no idea where the games are,
right,
what time they're being played, anything. It's been real tough to figure out what's going on there.
Well, the before we move to the girls, we got the play-in game. Washougal beat WF West 46-41, and then you've got Woodland and Centralia tomorrow in a winner to third loser out game. Give us a little preview of that one. Who do you see advancing in that one? That's being played at your home gym there at Mark Morris.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going to go over and watch tomorrow night. That'll be a fun game because Ron Brown, you know, one of the great coaches at the Washington State high school level. He's been a head coach for, I think, 56 years now.
Yep.
And what's more amazing about that is, you know, in his 56 years, he's never once gotten a technical.
Is that right?
Never once.
That's
gotten
unbelievable.
A technical.
Wow.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable, yeah. So he's coached probably over 1,000 games and never once been teed up.
Man, I mean, you can have a really gentle personality, but you know, you catch one ref who's had a bad day or something and just say one thing even halfway over the line and get a technical. It's not that hard.
No, it's not. But Coach Brown, he's a great guy, and he probably gets his words in, but he has never once been teed. And he's very proud of that. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, no,
don't blame
absolutely.
Him one bit. Yeah, they played in the first round, Woodland and Centralia. And Centralia was beaten by about 16 points. I'm trying to find my bracket. You might see that. It was game two, I believe. And Woodland won that ball game. They have a 6'11 kid by the name of Bryce Mulder. He's pretty good at keeping kids away from the basket. He's got a lot of work to do offensively, but he's 6'11". So it's hard to get around him. Another kid by the name of Tanner Sixbury, 6'4", very athletic. He has been known to dunk the ball, and that, as you know, at the high school level, really gets kids going. Since the game is at Mark Morris and Woodland's played there a couple, three times, I think that Woodland's got a little bit more athletes, and I think Woodland will probably win that ball game. I'd say by about 5 points.
Okay, yeah, Woodland, you're right. Woodland beat them last week on February 13th, 46-33. All right, now let's move on to the girls' championship game as Mark Morris trying to get another district championship.
Yep, they were the defending district champions. As you know, they're the defending state champions as well, but a completely new starting five, a completely new coaching staff, everything is new for Mark Morris, but it won the league, and so it earned the number one seed into the district from the Greater St. Helens League, won their first two games, and surprising everyone, getting into the finals against the Black Hills Wolves. Black Hills comes in with a 19-3 record, and they've been ranked highly all season. They've got a freshman by the name of Macy Williams. She's pretty good, but they also have a kid by the name of Lindsay Nermy. She is a sophomore, and she was the league player, most valuable player. So the Black Hills team is pretty well loaded, just one senior on the team in Sammy Payne. And this was a good ball game for a little bit, but again, it turned out to be just too much Black Hills. Ball game was Mark Morris was ahead at the end of the, or tied at the end of the first quarter, 10-10. Black Hills had a 23-19 lead at halftime. In the third quarter, it came apart as Black Hills outscored Mark Morris 16-5, and they win the ball game by a final score of 53-30. So Black Hills is now 20-3 on the season. They had three players in double figures tonight, led by Emma Duff with 13, Macy Williams had 13, and Lindsay Nermy had 10. Mark Morris stayed in the ball game with free throws because out of their first 10 points, 7 came from the free throw line. And one triple. The Monarchs scored the first 5 points of the night, but then Black Hills scored the next 9, and it was only back and forth really until the end of the first half, and Black Hills pulled away. Brooke Walling, the freshman for Mark Morris, had 9 points. She was their leading scorer. Mark Morris hit 15 free throws and only scored tonight 30 points. So that tells you how tough it was for the Monarchs from the field this evening.
Very few field goals for the Monarchs. Now in the third-place loser-out game, you got Washougal and Hawkinson tomorrow, and it looks like Tumwater beat Ridgefield in the district play-in game as well. So Hawkinson-Washougal, who has the edge in that one, you think?
You know, that'll be a good game because, you know, Washougal had Black Hills by 9 in the district semifinals, and they're long. They have three kids that are really good. They came back and beat Centralia in a losers out game after Rayanne Allen and Alicia Blankenship fouled out. They're two leading scorers. They're down to Shehala's 6 points with 12 seconds left. They win the ball game. Their freshman, Beyonce B, hit 2 3-pointers in the last 12 seconds.
Wow.
They got it to overtime. Yeah, and they won that ball game. The freshman B has now stepped up, and she is going to be a player. Hawkinson has some good height, but so does Washougal, and they play so well. They're a senior-dominated team. They both split their games. I think Washougal is a bit better just for the fact that B stepped up so big against Shehalis in that overtime. So I'm going to give the edge to Washougal. And again, I think I'm going to go down to Mark Morris and watch both those games tomorrow night.
Beautiful. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Vern.
Sounds good, Dick.
You bet. Vern Foster joining us from KUKN Radio down there in the Centralia area.